Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. How many times have you been in a service and you've heard the preacher begin to preach a wonderful sermon, and somewhere along that sermon he will say these words, "Have I got a witness?" What he wants to do is to have someone agree with what he is saying and say amen to the truth that he is preaching. It was Jesus in the book of Acts who said to his disciples, "I want you to go to Jerusalem and stay there till you are endued with power from on high, and you will be my witnesses, first in Jerusalem and Judea and the othermost parts of the world." Jesus still wants us to be his witnesses. Today, Pastor Jackie is bringing a powerful message about being his witnesses. Listen in as we continue to walk in the light of God's word.
We're starting a new series. We are going to walk through the book of Acts. At the beginning of the year, God gave us a word for this body, and he told us to go. Amen. Not only did he tell us to go, but he told us to grow. He told us to grow in God's word, and then he gave us a commission to go. And so what better book to study than the book of Acts, where we see the early church being the tools that God used to minister to the people that were surrounding them. So this morning, as we start this series, I'm going to encourage you, as we walk through the pages of Acts throughout the week, read a chapter, just read a chapter per week and set in it, meditate on God's word and hear what God has to say to you. Amen. As we walk through his word together. Father, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for what you're about to do in this house. God, we thank you for the anointing and the presence of God that is in the room. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts, that we would not only hear you, but we'll respond to the call. We'll respond to the commission that you've given to us as a body of believers. Lord, let us set in what you have to say to us. God, let us lean in and hear your voice. And we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me to Acts chapter 1. We'll be starting in the first verse. It says this: "In my formal book, Theopolis, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day that he was taken up into heaven, after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After he suffered, he presented himself to them and gave them many convincing proof that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. He says, 'Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift that my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' Then they gathered around him and asked him, 'Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?' And he said to them, 'It is not for you to know the time or the day that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.'" Jesus was speaking to his disciples. And as he was speaking to his disciples, he was encouraging them to wait. And so as I began to think about this passage of scriptures, I thought one of the most extraordinary responsibilities given to us as a believer is to stand as a living testimony to the transformative power of Jesus Christ. What an assignment. The book of Acts, it tells us about the body of Christ. It tells about us about what is going on in that church at that season and that time. When we look at the book of Acts, it is a sequel to Luke. The scripture account occurs between Jesus' resurrection and his ascension. His ascending to heaven. Jesus took some time out and he began to talk with his disciples for that remaining 45 days, he met back, he gave them some intensive teaching, focusing on the kingdom of God. The Bible reveals to us that Jesus, God, our Lord, our Savior, had an agenda to advance the kingdom of God. When Christ was about to leave his disciples and to return to heaven, he left them with a challenge. And that challenge was to be his witnesses. See, after a few days earlier, he met with them on the mountain of Galilee. And he left them with these words, the words of the Great Commission. Most of you may know those words if you are a Bible student or a student of the Word of God. He said this to his disciples. He says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. So therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe the things that I have commanded you to do. And lo, I will be with you even to the ends of the earth." Now, that was the Great Commission that he's given to the body of Christ. And his commission was clear. He told us to make, to mark, and to mature. We are to make disciples by leading people to Christ. We are to mark them and as disciples by baptizing them in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are to mature them by teaching them to observe all these things that God has commanded us. So in other words, Jesus, he took some time to remind his disciples of their responsibility. He took some time to remind them that, listen, I'm going away, but you have a purpose. He reminded the disciples at that moment of his authority. He was saying, listen, I am commanding you to do something, but I need you to understand that I am commanding you under the authority of heaven and earth. In other words, he's telling his disciples that I have all authority. So when I give you some instructions and I give you some direction or I give you a purpose in life, it is by the authority in heaven that has been given unto me. Now, Jesus was reminding them of their purpose. Now, we can see when we look at this passage of scripture, there is a promise of purpose. Jesus is the one that is going to direct them. He says, listen, I'm going to go away, but listen, before I go away, I need to have some conversation with you guys so that you can be prepared to allow the ministry that I have planted in the earth to keep going. So Jesus, all he was really doing at that particular time, he was reinforcing the Great Commission. He called upon them. Not only did he call upon them, he released them as disciples to begin to spread the gospel to Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. He says, listen, you are my disciples, and what I need you to do is to be on task. And part of that task is to spread the gospel. Now, it is a fundamental belief of the Christian faith that we are all to be witnesses to a lost and a dying world. We are all called to the ministry of evangelism. See, the evangelism is a theological term. It is a word that is given to us in the Greek word for gospel, mean evangelon. It literally means gospeling, telling of Jesus, who he is. When you are evangelizing, you are gospeling. We are to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. I didn't know if you knew that you had a purpose. If you're still here in the 21st century, alive and well, God has a purpose for your life. And one of those purposes is for you to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. We need to share the good news to people that are around us. We tell them about the goodness of the Lord. And evangelism is one of the ways that we can fulfill the call of witnessing that the book of Acts called us to. In verse 8, it reminds us, he says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. You are to be my witness. Turn to the neighbor and say, you are a witness. You are a witness. Don't forget, you are a witness. So biblical witnessing involves making visible what is otherwise invisible. You are to make it visible. See, the things that people cannot see with their natural eyes, we can bring them to the spiritual reality of them. Why? Because you're able to share what the Lord has done in your life. In witnessing, we are striving to make the Lord's reign visible, manifested in the earth. We are to make who God is in the earth day in and day out. In other words, when we walk out and we talk about the goodness of God, they ought to hear Jesus' voice coming through you. They may not be able to touch him right now. They might not be able to see him right now. But as a witness of God, we make him visible in the earth.
Thank you for joining us once again. And this is Jerry G. Martin. We certainly hope that this message has been enriching for your life. If you would like to hear it again, you can do so by going to our podcast. You can get this message and other messages that you've heard on this broadcast by going to The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Again, that's The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. And let me just share with you how you can connect with us on other platforms. If you have Facebook, you can like us at facebook.com/thelow, L-O-W, humble. There you can be informed and engage with us on Facebook. Or you can follow us on Instagram at thelow, humble, T-H-E-L-O-W, humble, H-U-M-B-L-E. We certainly would like to engage with you on all of those platforms. And then we'd love to engage with you in person. Meet us on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., 16161 Old Humble Road. If you're in Atascocita, Kingwood, Summerwood, Fall Creek, we're in your neighborhood, so we'd love to have you come by. If you're not connected with the church, I encourage you to come to the Light of the World. It's a place where you can believe and a place where you can belong. We know that you're going to hear a message that's going to be a blessing and a benefit to you and will help you in your life. And you will see what God is doing through his divine power at the Light of the World. For those of you who are looking for a Christian bookstore, the Beacon Bookstore is open right here on our campus. We have Sunday school books, Bibles, study supplies, discipleship supplies, envelopes, and communion supplies. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 4 p.m. Call us at 281-441-2885. Again, 281-441-2885. Now may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.